Well, welcome everybody. We're here for the last Sunday of the term. Doesn't it feel like a little bit sad when the term ends? You know, when we start the term, no, it doesn't, because school's ending. Okay, that was a major mistake. Okay, so good correction there. Of course, it's holidays. For some of you who are in the three-term system, I'm so sorry. But I know that you actually have longer holidays than some of the rest of the guys over the year somehow. I'm sure you sneak in a few extra days, don't you, Andre and some of you guys? So, yeah, so here's what we're going to do today. We're going to look back a bit. Now, you might say it's hard to look back if you haven't been here, but this will help by way of reflection, revision, and that sort of thing, and we've got some creative stuff happening. So we're going to begin with the amazing race. We're going to be moving around Johannesburg now. We've got cars lined up. The first team to the top of the Carlton Tower, you know, that building that looks over, is going to win 6 million rand to share among their teams, okay? So on the go, and you've all got your cars and your car keys with you, I'm sure. Or we could try something a little different, okay? So we're going to hand out to each table, and the stakes are equally high. We're not talking 6 million. We're looking at 3 billion Zim dollars for what? That's 7 rand. That's a lot of money, okay? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put on each table. Okay, I'm going to count you down from 7,000. And when I get to zero, you can open the pack and start assembling. It's basically a large A3. You know what an A3 is? It's not a car. It's a big piece of paper. Okay, 7,000, 1,000, 100, go. Okay, well done to everybody. So this was our trilogy series. Turned out to be a little bit bigger than Divergent or Mockingjay, which is 4, which is disqualified. And we had a look at our mission statement, and we've unpacked it. So let's say it one time together. We see lives, communities, and society transformed through discipleship in the Word, the presence, and the power of God. Eesh, I think we know that baby by now. Now, we also learned how to read the Bible, so we're going to do a little exercise. So I'm going to have one person from each table come and grab a 2 sheets of paper for me. And this is not a race, but you got about 5 minutes or so. Just find one or two of each of those, circle it maybe, or stick some fizzer on it. Okay, so I'm going to interrupt you, and this is what we encourage. I was sharing with this group. This is a way to do your devotions each day, or whenever you read a passage of Scripture, and you don't really know what to do with it, you don't know what, so now I've read it, now I go to bed, you know? I mean, when you read a novel, you read it, and you close and go to bed, but if you ask these questions, it helps you to apply it to your life and take it deeper, and it can actually start to transform you, because remember, we transformed through the Word. So as we do this, it's not the only way to do it, but it's a really cool way, okay? So the other thing we looked at in the other part of the trilogy was the presence. The presence of God also transforms us. So as we remember the presence today, the one thing we spoke about was to create reminders of God's presence. And around your table, maybe each of you quickly go around the circle. What can you do in the week, something physical, tangible, so that you can remember that God's with you? Because God's not visible, right? I mean, he might visit you visibly, but most of us haven't had a visible visitation from on high. Heesh, that's quite a phrase. And so what do you do in the meantime? Well, maybe I could do something like tie something around my finger. You know, if you want to remember something, I tend to put stuff at the door if I'm going somewhere, so I don't leave it. And I still left my computer at home on Friday night and everything, and I had to go home and fetch it. So you need a good system. Tie something around your neck, not a noose or something, because that's apparently dangerous. Okay, so maybe throw around a quick brainstorm. What are some ways that you can remember that God is actually with you, even when you forget he's with you, like at school and at extramurals or at your friend's home? Go. So the third area that we looked at in the last 2 weeks was the power of God. And as we recall what happened last week, if you remember, we had these power stations around this room. And over here, people being prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And over there, people being prayed for deliverance and healing and miracles. And over here, for the power of God to help us witness. So what we're going to do to get us to the place where we can remember something and share a testimony is we're going to do some brain food first. So Debbie's prepared some really nice muffins. She was up all night baking them and putting them in cellophane with a Pick and Pay brand on it because she does that, prints it on the computer. And so if you want to grab one in the meantime, and there's none with drugs. Oh, no, there is. The lemon and poppy seed. So if you're over 16, you can have the lemon and poppy seed. Otherwise, have the others. Just kidding. And hot chocolate will be served in a while. Right, okay. Now, here's what's going to happen. Obviously, if you weren't here last week, it's cool because you don't have to have been here to experience God's power. I mean, you've had experiences of God maybe all over your life. And so around your table for about 5 minutes, just think about, so okay, what happened last week or how have I experienced the presence of God? Be great if there's one or two testimonies from last week, but then it's broader than that, okay? So it might be, hey, I saw God move in the following way and it was really powerful and I have to tell someone about it, okay? And then each table is going to choose maybe someone or two to come and share a short testimony on the microphone. So we can make you famous and send you all around the world. Okay. Awesome. Go. So we're going to hear from some of the groups. This is known as open mic time. This is your microphone. You can take it away, sell it, buy airtime if you want. So come up and own the mic and sell it for airtime. Let's start with this verbal group in front of me. Jeffrey's going to come and share something. Thanks, Jeffrey. If I see you doing this, then I know you want to speak like Jeffrey was doing.
Yeah.
Scratching what?
Hey. So I went to the baptism section, spirit baptism. And basically what I went for is, yes, I am faithful to God, but there are times where I do doubt his existence. So basically, I asked Hannes, who was there, to basically ask me to help me see if God really exists. And so during times in the week, it was rough, but like God was there and he does love me and I know that he exists.
So we have a table on the left over here, ta-da-da, not the offering speaker, but someone else. Woo! Janita. Okay, so they all want to come. They're fighting over who's going to come. They so all want to come. Okay. All I want to say to you is never look back. Oh, sorry, it's on your shirt.
Yeah. So yesterday I went to my agent for something and there was this girl, she was standing by the roadside and she had a baby and she was crying. So then I went up to her and I asked her what's wrong and she said that her parents had died and that she was living with her boyfriend and her boyfriend just kicked her out of the house with her newborn baby and she had nowhere to go. So unfortunately I couldn't invite her to my house, so I just gave her some money to rent a place to stay. And I also prayed that God would protect her and her baby.
I actually overheard a discussion at this table. So I was listening to this table and they said something like, isn't it amazing how when God uses us to touch other lives? And his power flows through us. So we are often that, like, the agent. You know, we're like the secret agent. MI 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We should each give ourselves a number, and then we'll, like, be these agents, right? So that group at the back, and Jesse's coming forward. By popular demand, Jesse Gaisson, a self-published author on that I bought with my mullah dollars on my Kindle device. He's a serious guy.
Yeah,
Zombie
thanks,
Slayer.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, so then I was reading my Bible and I was in Kings. And then David had these three guys who served on them, and then like they were really great guys, military dudes, and like then they were getting battles and they like killed 10,000 guys by themselves, which was so then I was like, yeah, we don't hear about stuff like this in our real world. So then, you know, I just hoped that I'd hear about something that had happening in our modern times. So then on Friday, I was at the prayer room and I was talking to this guy and he told me about this one dude he knows who had financial problems. So then he was busy praying about that. And then he was in his house while he was praying. When he was done praying, he went to his bathroom. When he came out, the door opened and then this big blue, this big blue angel just walked through the door. It was so big, it had to duck underneath and then walked. It walks right past him, doesn't look at him, just walks past him, and then goes to the corner of the room and just stands there. And then he's looking at it, busy wondering. And then, you know, he starts talking to God. He's talking to God, saying, yeah, well, what's that? And, you know, eventually God just tells him, yeah, you're asking for a solution to a financial problem, so that thing's not going to go away until they're done. So then he just decides, you know, I'm going to approach this thing because he didn't say hello or acknowledge me. So then he takes a step and then he gets whacked. He doesn't know what. He starts laughing. And then obviously this is the atmosphere this thing is emitting. So then he's laughing. Takes another step and then it happens again. So then he phones his wife trying to tell what's going on, but he keeps laughing. She laughs because he's laughing. And then eventually he hangs up and then he looks, the thing is gone. And, you know, no one knows how long that thing was standing there for, but eventually, his problems were gone. So, yeah. Angel.
So, if you see a big blue thing in your room, you know what it is. If it's white and red, it's Big Hero 6, okay? But if it's a big blue thing, then it's definitely an angel, okay? So, these tables, because you've shared so well, if you want to go grab a cup of hot chocolate and bring it across to your table, and we're going to move on. So why don't you guys start? And seeing in one table, we've got someone exiting in Ayanda and someone entering in Alexia. I hope you don't wish you were exiting, because that's like scary big world out there. So we'll let them go first, then you guys can grab and come back. And we're going to move on to that back table on the right, and Pila's going to be coming. No, I don't know. Who would you like to send forward? Come on, lad. Okay, so grab some hot chocolate over there. If you want to grab for your mate, you can do that too. Just watch out for the angel in the corner. Oh, no, it's Ayanda. Sorry. You get mixed up sometimes.
Awesome. Was that... Hi.
Okay, listen up, everybody.
I'm Jesse, number two. Okay, my story was recently, as we all know, we started exams. And so this is university I really want to go into, open window. The standards aren't so high, but the thing is I wanted to qualify for VITS. You know, it's like, you know, just a so I know situation. And then we started the exams, and we just happened to start with physics. And that didn't turn out so well. And so then... You know, I hustled through everything. I was like, okay, cool. My dream is gone. And then our last two papers were maths and chemistry. And so then we had a whole week off of school. So that was like study leave. And I was like, yes! And then I find myself the day before the chemistry paper, I'm like, no. And so I happened to procrastinate all of that study time away. And then I know that people get very religious before a big test that they didn't study for, so I didn't want to go their route, but I kind of did kind of just a bit. I was like, okay, dear Lord, I know that I can't ask for this because, you know, you have to put in your own effort, but just give me the strength to retain all the information that I've gathered over this time. Please just the parse. I'll be fine. And then most of the paper was organic chemistry, so I happened to do pretty well in that test. And I was like, "Woo!" And then the teacher was like, "You're going to leave if you do that again." I was sorry. So I think I passed.
Okay, I think that table's earned some hot chocolate. You guys coming? Who's coming to share? There's still for you guys. You want hot chocolate? You can. The other Jesse, Jesse 3, a.k.a. Micah.
I resent that statement. Okay. Hi. Yeah, I am not Jesse 3. So this Monday, it was this Monday. It's a long story. Basically, I wanted to get Lennon a pie. So, like, if any of you, Lennon's a friend. I went to his house, and then I met up with him and stuff, and we were walking to his house, and then, like, we were walking, and then on the sidewalk, there was this lady, and she was crying. At first, we were just, like, walking, we're laughing. Then I'm like, I stop, and I'm like, hey, bro, this lady's crying. And I was like, let's go talk to her and see what's wrong. And we came up to her. She was a bit shocked because a couple of strangers are, like, coming up to you when you're crying. Not really what you're expecting. But anyway, we just walked up to her, and it's, like, this crazy story. She was supposed to go to New Zealand because her whole family, like, went to New Zealand. So they actually got her a ticket and everything, and she was going. And she was actually where she was next to her childhood home. And she actually had to break into that house so she could sleep because she was homeless. She didn't have any money. Like, she lost all of her money at, like, an hotel or something. So she had no food, no home, no water. Literally only had, like, a bag of clothes and shoes and stuff. And, like, we were just, like, sitting there and, like, we were praying for her. And, like, I got a word from God. And, like, this is it's a bit dangerous to, like, prophesy of a lady who's crying. And she says, like, her family just forsaken and stuff. I told her, your mom is actually quite worried about you. And she flipped. She was like, my mom doesn't care about me. How could you say that? She just left me here. And she was swearing and cussing everywhere. And I'm like, okay, fine. But clearly by the fact that two rando dudes came up to you and actually came down and asked you what's going on, someone out there is worried about you and someone out there is praying for you. And at that point, she was like, yeah, it's true. And we just prayed with her and stuff, and, you know, Lennon gave her money. I did not, because I was broke. And, and it was just so much better. And we haven't heard from her, but we're praying. And at the end of it all, I eventually got Lennon a pie.
Okay, if you guys want to grab some hot chocolate, who's coming to share? So we're done. Okay, so don't forget, as we pray, don't forget that we meet in the sanctuary downstairs until school reopens on the 26th of July. So it's like almost sad. Some of you guys have started today, and then we're going to be downstairs. But we'll sit on the back left there if you want to come and sit with us, and it's really cool. So while you're grabbing some more chocolate, we're going to pray. Thank you, Father, for being with us in this term. It's been an absolute awesome experience, and we pray that next term would even make this term pale into insignificance because of where you're going to take us. And we want to just pray that you would bless those of us who are still writing a few exams as we just nail it and get it done. Those of us who are starting and it's still a bit of a stretch, we pray that you would enable us to do well better than we could imagine. Thank you, Lord God, for this awesome morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless.